episode 2592, Inexpressible and Glorious Joy.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying a fabulous day with the family, and maybe you're catching up on laundry or dishes, or maybe it's you just need rest. Well, guess what? It's Super Bowl Sunday, and today I want it to be the most glorious Super Bowl Sunday ever. This is your time to spend with God. Inexpressible and glorious joy. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. 1 Peter 1:8. How beautiful. Where does your joy come from? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Because I've been asked that question hundreds of times throughout my lifetime. People would say, if you could bottle up that energy, that joy that you had, you would make millions, or some would say you would be a billionaire. At first, I didn't think much about it. But as my mentor and friend Dan Miller says, when you are asked something three times or more, this is something that is special to you. You need to pay attention. I began diving deeper into what it is that makes me different. Why do I have this unexplainable, inexpressible, glorious joy, even when times are rough and tough? It truly has nothing to do with me, but my hope in Jesus Christ, our Lord. I don't always like what's happening in my life. Yes, the kids make me mad. Yes, my house is not always clean. Yes, I have dirty dishes and laundry piles just like you. Yes, I don't always get what I want in my career aspirations. Yes, I don't always make my goals and dreams come true. Yes, I fight in my marriage. Yes, I get mad at God. I am human. And so I don't always like what's happening in my life, but I can always count on God's goodness. It's inexpressible and glorious joy. So how I get through the day is not about my accomplishments or to-do list being tackled. It's all about what God has promised me. And I believe it. And I see it in my everyday. However, I also choose to look for him every day. I think a lot of us forget that God is there because we're just going through our routines. We're just going to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing. And we forget that God wants to tag along. It's hard, I know. And we can get bombarded with everything out there. And now you got social media to add to it. I can't imagine growing up now with social media. Talk about distractions. I mean, I had enough distractions. Procrastinator here. I am honest about it. And I would put things off not because I really wanted to. It's because I usually had way too much to do. Yes was my middle name. You need something? Yes, I'll be there. Whether I was 10 years old, 15 years old, 17 years old, 22 years old, I was there. And I said yes, and yes, and yes, and yes. But sometimes we say yes to everything, and that leaves God out of the picture. And we're closing the door. We say no. We don't mean to, but our actions show that. And then you wonder why you're walking around going, bah humbug, and it's not even Christmas. Life is not easy. There are trials and tribulations that can stop you in your tracks. But there's also redemption. God is good all the time, even though our earthly opinions and eyes see otherwise. Yet if we have heavenly eyes, we can see things that no one else comprehends, that no one else understands. In the midst of heartbreak and pain, you still have room for joy. Does it make sense? No. Because what God sees is not what you see. And when you can walk in faith knowing that he always has your best interest at heart, nothing is impossible. So are you making room for God today? Really making room? You know, I was watching the bobsledders. And you know, they have the single bobsled and then they have the double bobsled. And I was looking at the single bobsled, watching the women run their first heat and second heat. And I looked at the actual bobsled. I'm like, there's a lot of room in there. Why is it so big when there's only one person? Well, they use the same sled for two people. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. So if you're the single person, who should be riding with you always? God. Always make room for him in your everyday. Bring him along when you're going to pick out your lettuce. Maybe you're shopping on your favorite site, hoping that Prime's going to come and deliver in the next day or two. Imagine him sitting next to you. Know that he is next to you. Have conversation with him. You see, that is what makes God real in our reality. In our logical brains here on earth, which really cannot comprehend everything. Why do you think we call it faith? Because it's hard for us to have an earthly reason to understand, to sit there and write on a whiteboard and figure out, okay, well, if this and this and this is all there, then that means God is there. But you know what? We just don't see it. But we can choose to believe it because he leaves breadcrumbs from heaven every single day. But are you in search of it? Are you looking for it? Everything happens for a reason. So believe this season that God's got you right where he wants you. You may not like it, but he's going to pull you through it. You are not in this alone. You're not doing life alone. So invite God in to your home. Invite God to sit at the table. Invite God in your everyday. Believe and walk in faith. There is an inexpressible and glorious joy found every day. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.